Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Smart Teams by Dermot Crowley. Sophie, have you ever felt like you're constantly busy at work, but not actually getting anything done?
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly the problem Crowley tackles. This book is all about how modern communication tools have created a fog of distraction, and he gives a practical framework for cutting through it. It's about making teams more productive by respecting each other's time and focus.
Yeah, and the first thing that really hit me was this idea of collaboration drag. It's like the invisible tax that poor communication habits put on a team. Every unnecessary email, every non-urgent instant message, every meeting that could have been a quick chat, it all adds up.
Right. And what's insidious is that we often inflict it on ourselves. We send a just keeping you in the loop email without thinking about the cognitive load it puts on the receiver. We CC the whole department on something that only concerns two people.
And we schedule meetings because it's easier than writing a clear brief. Crowley says these aren't just minor annoyances. They're systemic inefficiencies that eat away at the team's capacity for deep work.
Exactly.
So the goal of a smart team is to systematically reduce this drag. And the core of his philosophy is something he calls the communication contract. It's not a formal document, but a shared understanding of how you'll communicate with each other.
And it's about balancing the sender's need to offload information with the receiver's need to protect their focus. The contract sets norms for when to use email versus instant messaging, what response times are expected, and rules for meetings.
Yeah, and it also makes it okay to say, I need to focus right now, can we discuss this later? Without feeling like you're being unhelpful.
That's huge. And then he gets into the email problem specifically. He says email has become a dumping ground for tasks, a to-do list created by other people. The traditional approach of reading and responding as messages arrive is a recipe for reactive, fragmented work.
So instead, treat email as an asynchronous tool, not a real-time chat. Batch your email checking to specific times of the day, and don't live inside your inbox.
And before you hit send, ask yourself, what action do I need the receiver to take? If the answer is nothing, the email is probably noise. If there is an action, make it crystal clear, even in the subject line.
Like instead of project update, write project update, please approve budget by Friday. That simple shift turns an ambiguous message into a clear request, saving the receiver the effort of deciphering intent.
Then there's the processing versus doing idea. When we read an email, we're often just processing it, deciding what it means and what to do about it. And that processing is exhausting. Crowley says to process emails once and only once.
So when you open an email, you either delete it, delegate it, do it if it takes less than 2 minutes, or defer it to a specific time on your calendar. That prevents the trap of reading something, thinking about it, and leaving it in your inbox to be reread later.
And that discipline, when the whole team does it, dramatically reduces mental clutter. Now, what about instant messaging? Those constant pings can be devastating for focus.
Crowley suggests clear norms for chat platforms. Maybe only send a message if it's urgent and needs a quick answer. For non-urgent stuff, use email or a different channel. And establish focus hours where everyone turns off notifications and works without interruption.
So it's about moving from always on and always available to available for the right things at the right time. And then there's meetings, the single biggest time waster in most organizations.
A smart team is ruthless about meetings. Before scheduling one, ask, could this be handled a different way? A simple decision might be a quick poll on a chat channel. A status update could be a written document. A complex problem might be a focused working session with a small group.
And when you do need a meeting, it has to have a clear purpose, a specific outcome, and a tight agenda. He's a big fan of the stand-up meeting, a short daily check-in that keeps everyone aligned without dragging on.
And he suggests a meeting audit. Regularly review your recurring meetings to see if they're still necessary or if they can be shortened or canceled. The goal is to reclaim time for deep, focus work.
Another concept that really resonated with me is working out loud. That's about sharing your work, progress, and challenges transparently with your team. Instead of waiting for a status meeting to say you're stuck, you post a quick update asking for help.
And instead of finishing a document and then sending it for review, you share a draft early and invite collaboration. It reduces the need for status meetings, speeds up feedback, and prevents siloed work that leads to duplicate effort.
And it builds trust and collective ownership. Everyone has visibility into what everyone else is doing, which eases the anxiety that comes from a lack of information.
But he also gets into the human side. He says a smart team recognizes the importance of recovery time. Constant collaboration is mentally exhausting, so you need to build in time for rest and reflection.
That means protecting lunch breaks, encouraging short walks, and respecting that after a long meeting, people need a few minutes to decompress. It's not about being lazy, it's about sustaining high performance.
And the book is a call for a fundamental shift in mindset. Leaders need to move from managing tasks to being architects of a productive environment. They have to model the behaviors they want to see.
So if a leader sends emails at 11 p.m. on a Saturday, that's signaling it's okay to be always on. And if they interrupt someone during a focus block, they're undermining the culture they're trying to create.
Leaders have to be the guardians of the communication contract, enforcing the norms and protecting the team from the collaboration drag that often comes from above.
So ultimately, the takeaway for me is that productivity isn't an individual sport. It's about how we communicate and collaborate as a team. It's about protecting attention, not just time.
And if you want to dive deeper into Smart Teams or any other book, you can find the whole library on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. It's got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Because in a world full of distractions, the smartest teams are the ones that learn to focus together. We'll see you in the next one.